And we're back on Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring. Thanks for joining us this morning. And I'm joined today by Paul Jordan from Winning with Webinars. Paul is an excellent business owner who helps other business owners put together quality webinars to help you. Now, Paul has quite the background. He graduated with a degree in electrical and electronic engineering. He started his career as a software engineer. You can already tell he's about 15 times smarter than me. And he's used systems in manufacturing, pharmaceuticals production, but what he switched to, web-based projects, and he spent some time in project management in the IT industry, writing code, testing, website development, and so much more. But what Paul ended up doing was starting his own internet marketing business, and he put his skills to great use when it came to affiliate marketing through Facebook advertising and so much more. And now he's dove into the world of webinars. He's really passionate about helping other people in their businesses become successful as he coaches them in their online marketing skills. And now he helps put together webinar programs. And that's what we're talking about today. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Rochester Speaks.
John, it's such a pleasure. And thank you for the very kind and generous introduction. That's wonderful. So good to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about your background, because I took the very cursory, brief Cliff Notes edition, but I know there's so much more to dive into. What has made you the Paul that you are today?
Wow, that's a good question, isn't it? Thank you. I suppose you've kind of covered some of my background, my technical background. And what pushed me into my own business was several years ago, I just joined a big company and the company went bust. You know, like a lot of us, we put our heart, soul and hard work into making a career move work. And when that company drops you because they've gone bust, all that hard work that you've done is kind of lost and it's kind of quite deflating. So it happened more than once in my career where companies have, you know, employed a big team, struggled with finances, gone into administration. And I felt quite angry and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to be my own boss. So I started internet marketing quite a few years ago now, recognizing that these days, internet marketing, there's quite a lot of tech skills, you know, website stuff. And because of the kind of mindset, when you've been working in IT and project management, there's a lot of very parallel skills, you know, and the only missing ingredient, which is the real key one, of course, is all the marketing skills, the copywriting and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what, it's a case of, you know, I was kind of pushed into making a change to my life and so pleased that I did, because it's such an exciting world to be in. So that's how I got to where I am now, really, in a nutshell.
Yeah, and as you know, here in Rochester, there are a lot of businesses sprouting up and beginning to try and figure out their own way. People who have started their own businesses and realizing that digital marketing is such an important piece of that. And another piece that you now work on, and is one of the things that we wanted to talk about today, was webinars, because that's something that, especially in certain industries, businesses are finding a great deal of success with. For those who don't know, what is a webinar?
Yeah, I'm so pleased you've asked that question, John, because it's a very ill-defined term. I mean, there are so many terms that we use very loosely and very interchangeably these days. I think most people have got a pretty good idea of what a webinar is. Like, they've been on video calls, you know, a bit like a podcast, I suppose. But my definition of a webinar, I would actually rename it as a webinar funnel. So a webinar funnel is an online presentation, so where someone such as you or myself, we would deliver a presentation, possibly aided with slides, like PowerPoint slides. We deliver it to an audience of viewers. And at the end of the presentation, we would present an offer page for whatever it is that we're promoting. So we may be selling life coaching, we may be selling hypnotherapy, we may be selling smoking cessation, any number of things that can be delivered online. And even products, you know, some people use them to do a product presentation, solar panels, a new gadget, a food processor, you know, anything. A bit like some of these online TV channels. So that once they've done a presentation, they present the user or the viewer with an offer page where they can put their credit card details in and make a purchase of the thing that they're promoting and selling. But beyond that, for people that don't sell the products, what we should do is we have an email nurturing sequence. So we continue to email the members of the audience, even if they didn't make a purchase, because we all have different purchasing styles. You get some people say, yeah, I'm going to buy that, and they'll click and they'll buy straight away. There'll be other people that kind of think, yeah, that's interesting, but I'm not really sure about that. And there'll be other people that go away and do lots of research. So everybody has different buying styles. But if we know nurture them and stay in touch with an email sequence, we find that generally most people will actually convert to a purchase, not the day of the webinar, but within the next week, within the next month. You know, I've had some of my clients that got back in touch with me after 2 years. So if you stay in touch with people through emails, you know, it keeps your name in the front of their mind. We can keep giving the value, so we can build up the trust through giving good value and showing the videos and giving free advice, because everyone's different and everyone's buys in different styles. And the great thing about a nurturing sequence also is that if we're really trying to persuade someone to buy our thing, we can slip in a voucher code and say, hey, you know, special offer, it's Easter, have 50% off or whatever. So a webinar funnel is all those things. It's the online presentation, the email sequence, the offer page where they can make a purchase. And that's the whole webinar system, I would say. So that's my definition.
So it's so much more than just the join me for a 30-minute conversation about this or that that happens to be related to my business. Yeah. That's always such a challenge too that I see, because a webinar is always about your business if you're a business owner and your product and service. But we always have to remember how important it is to keep things about the consumer as well, because ultimately we care about the problem that a business will solve, not the fact that the business exists, right? And with that said, I know that there are some industries who are specifically successful with webinars, and you work with a wide variety of industries, and in Rochester, a ton of these businesses are popping up. We're seeing now, especially individuals leaving their corporate jobs and starting their own business. So who should use webinars? What types of businesses should use webinars, and why are they successful for certain industries?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I kind of specialize in people that deliver a service online. So people like coaches, business coaches, life coaches. I've had relationship counselors, weight loss coaches. And because the nature of those businesses, they're kind of owner operators and they're selling themselves, because obviously if I'm the life coach, I'm trying to sell my services to the audience. So it's me that they see on camera. I'm not selling a product. I'm actually selling myself. You know, I want people to believe in me and trust me so that I can help them with their life coaching, or help them to lose weight, or help them to stop smoking. So I would say for me, it works really well. Or for my clients, it works really well when they've got a very person-centric business, such as therapy or coaching or something of that nature, because they are their own product. They're not selling a widget. They're actually selling themselves. So webinars are great for that. And kind of going back to something that I was talking about just now with a nurturing sequence, in any kind of business, people should always follow up. So for example, I find that in my experience in life, I've had a lot of tradespeople like decorators, plumbers, gas engineers, people that come to your house to give you a quotation for some work. So they'll come around, look at what they need to look at, give you a written quotation, and that's the last you hear of it. They don't follow up, because a lot of owner operators are very bad at picking up the phone and say, hey, Paul, we came around last week and gave you a quote to decorate your house. What did you think of the quote? When can we come and start the work for you? They just don't do it. A lot of business owners do not follow up. Certain industries have really good, you know, real estate. They're very powerful. They're very efficient at following up and staying in touch with their prospective clients. But a lot of other people don't do it. So the beauty of that email sequence, of course, is that people don't have to pick up the phone and follow up, although that's very good if they do, because the email sequence kind of does that for them. So it's kind of automated. They can know that all the people that have attended their webinar, maybe 20 or 30 people or more, all of them are going to get followed up, which is great.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And that's a way to turn a webinar into something, a reoccurring marketing strategy. So what you do is so much more than just the actual event of the webinar, and you're encouraging businesses to go far beyond that. So you have a webinar mastery program. What prompted you to create that?
Well, I suppose about a year or so, John, it's interesting in life how things quite often happen in succession. So about a year ago, I was approached by a number of different coaches, all of whom knew that webinars were very powerful, all of whom came to me with a very similar story. I wanted to do a webinar, but I sat down and I got overwhelmed. I got stuck. I thought, where do I start with building a webinar? So they knew that they were a good thing to do, but they got fairly overwhelmed with the technology and how to structure a presentation. So after I'd been contacted by about 8 different people, I thought, you know, obviously there's a demand for people that want to run webinars but don't know how to go about doing them. So I thought, I'll build a program. So I've built an online program that teaches people not only how to set up the technology with the email sequence and the landing page and all that stuff, but I actually teach the right structure of the presentation to sell. Because a lot of people also, they don't like selling. They're not salespeople. They don't like being associated as being a salesperson. It's like they're very alien to that. So in the speaking skills part of the webinar program, I actually teach people how to sell, but in a very non salesy way. It's like very gentle. The idea is that you, throughout the webinar, you're kind of gently leading someone to an offer so that when the offer is presented at the end of the webinar, the audience are ready for it. They don't think, oh, I don't want to buy this thing. They're already kind of keen to buy your service. So it's teaching them all the technology and all the presentation skills to get a successful conversion at the end. That's the program.
And that program I know you have available right now, and it's kind of a cool idea for a business to dive into, though it may seem somewhat overwhelming. Did you just to talk to the business owner who might be a little bit hesitant just because they feel like there's so much to do here? Here's this guy talking about webinars, but also follow-up sequences. And it's just like a lot, right? So what would you say to the business owner who's like, I don't know if I even have time for all of this. I just want to do something that helps my marketing, but isn't a full-time job in and of itself.
Very good question again. I think the answer to that is if we think about that famous quotation, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So in the webinar program, the online program, we teach everything, but we do it in nice little steps, nice bite-sized steps. And because it's self-taught, people can go back and do it in their own time. But also we've had people, I've had one lady, she went through the course. She was very, very competent technically. And she actually set up her own webinar series. I think it was within about the space of a month, she'd mastered it. I was really very impressed with the work, but she put the effort in. And we have other people who are not so technically keen. So they will go through the program. And even though they still understand it, they think, do you know what? I don't really want to do this. Can you do it for me? So we offer a done for you service. So we can either take care of the whole system, or we can take care of those aspects that people don't like doing themselves. So they might be very good at writing the copy for the emails, but not actually configuring the email platform. They might be very good at creating the content for the slides, but not so good at making a set of slides that look nice.
Right.
They can do the bits they like and that they're good at. We can teach them how to structure a presentation. But if there's any technical things that they don't like or they just don't want to do, we can do it for them. But the ultimate objective of the course is that once people have delivered a number of live webinars where they've actually stood in front of the camera every week delivering, we create an automated system so that they don't have to be there. The system runs on autopilot, Facebook ads or YouTube ads, webinar, offer page, email sequence, all done, recorded, all automated, and that's the end game. It's going to take a few months to get there because obviously you want to get everything optimized, but the end objective is to have an automated system that they don't have to even get out of bed for. It could be running 24/7, you know?
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook. You talked about not even having to get out of bed, right? And that power of webinars while you sleep and so many more powerful marketing tools like that. So to anybody who wants to run webinars, ultimately what advice would you give, whether it be on the performance side or the organizational side of things? Any advice that you have to anyone who wants to run a webinar?
Sure. Well, I think the very first thing is to get good at speaking. Mm. Practice speaking skills, because it's very interesting. We're very strange creatures, us human beings, because I found that people are actually almost afraid of their own voice. They don't like being in front of camera. So what I say to people is just go and grab a book or a magazine and stand up in front of the mirror and just start reading out loud. Get used to your own voice. Become confident in speaking, because no matter how good all the technology and the copywriting, if people can't deliver a good webinar that's clearly spoken and engaging, there's no point to having all the other stuff. So I would say if they want to start, is just get your speaking skills good, become good on camera just by practicing. And next after that, make sure they've got a very clearly defined offer so that when people, it's a bit like the elevator pitch, isn't it? People very quickly and clearly need to understand what it is that someone offers. So what do you do? And then they can sort of spend just a few seconds describing it and people instantly know what that person does. So it's all of that. That's how to get started. Get good at speaking.
I love that. That's really good. That's the first ultimate, the key step to anybody, any business owner who's public facing like that. When it comes to winning with webinars and it comes to all your other digital marketing services, how can people contact you, Paul?
Firstly, if people Google Paul Jordan webinars, you'll see that I come up quite a lot on page one of Google, which is really good. So you can see all my listings there. But if they want to book a call, we can put a calendar link in the description here and they can just click on the link and book a call, no obligation whatsoever. It's always nice to have a chat and see how I can help people. So that's probably the best way.
Sounds good. Paul Jordan from Winning with Webinars. Paul, thank you for your time today and thank you for sharing with some of our Rochester business owners some of the best ways to up their marketing game through webinars.
John, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be here. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.